Off the ball.
Rugby.
Quade Cooper, Matt Giteau, David Pocock, and those are guys that not only got to learn a lot from, but when I would look across and see them in the change rooms with me, I felt we were always a chance of doing well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll hear from Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson after he names a squad for the World Cup qualifiers. We'll have the fallout from last night's battle at St James's Park, where Liverpool won it late, very late. And Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers is preparing his side for a crunch Champions League playoff in Kazakhstan. We start today with events in Abbottstown. Chidoze Ogbene has been recalled to the Ireland squad by Heimir Hallgrímsson for the first time since he ruptured his Achilles last October. Southampton goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu also returns after missing the June window due to injury. Boston Lawal has also made the squad. He impressed in the early part of the season for his club Stoke. St Mirren midfielder Killian Phillips is also included. He made his debut in the summer international window. Will Smallbone and Robbie Brady were already ruled out, and Hallgrímsson has opted not to include captain Seamus Coleman. Andrew Moran also not in the squad after making a move to MLS to join LAFC. Callum O'Dowda misses out despite playing in the Champions League at Robbie Keane's Ferencváros side. But Finn Azaz, Casey McAteer, Sammy Smodics and Mikey Johnson are all included. Here's what Hallgrímsson had to say at this morning's press conference.
First of all, we had a big problem selecting the 23, the biggest problem we had since I came in. Reason being, all players are fitting well, or most players are fitting well. Only Robbie, Max O'Leary, Andrew and Smallbone has been struggling. I think he is starting to train now, but we rule these guys out. But a lot of players that we have been using and leading up to this game are playing and playing well. So a good headache for us, leaving out players like James Abankwa, Callum O'Dowda, Seamus, Mulumbi, Andy Moran, Connor Coventry playing well now. So a lot of players, Festi, Rocco, a lot of players playing well, Sykesy as well, Louis Barry, another good option that we've been looking at. So a lot of options we had for this camp, but we opted to go for this squad. We feel really confident with this squad we have. Reason being, like we hoped, players started their season really well. We have players scoring in their clubs. We have players playing well, man of the match performances, and then we have a lot of captains this season. So we have Nathan captain at Brentford. We have Josh Collin at Burnley, Knighty, Bristol, even Scales, he was captain of Celtic last game. Who am I forgetting?
Jimmy Dunn,
Queen Park. So, yeah, a lot of captains showing that there's more and more leadership growing in this team, more leaders emerging. So we're just looking really forward to this games in September. But we know this is it. This is it. Now it gets serious, and all the things we've been doing on up till now has just been leading up to this one, and we know the real importance of especially this first game in Aviva, and I hope we'll get a lot of support, and we know it's going to be a sellout Saturday evening, going to be a sellout there, but we hope that the fans will come in, show up and make the atmosphere, not come to enjoy it, make the atmosphere. And in the past, a few season ticket holders have had tickets but not shown up. I hope there's going to be every seat filled in Aviva, and we have the support that is going to push us for a win.
Ireland will kick off their World Cup qualifying campaign on Saturday week at the Aviva Stadium. Then they travel to Yerevan to take on Armenia the following Tuesday. Not for the first time in the Premier League, a Newcastle and Liverpool game served up more drama with a late goal. Liverpool have a new star in 16-year-old Rio Ngamoa. The teenager scored in the 100th minute to give Liverpool a 3-2 win at St James's Park. The build-up to the game was dominated by Alexander Isak. There was an extra bit of bite to the match, and Anthony Gordon was shown a red card just before half-time for a challenge on Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk. It was initially given as a yellow card, but VAR intervened. At that stage, Ryan Gravenberch had Liverpool one up, so it looked like it was game over when Hugo Ekitike scored 20 seconds into the second half. Arne Slot didn't even get to see the goal. He hadn't arrived out to the dugout for the second half yet. Newcastle captain Bruno Guimaraes pulled one back for the home side in the 57th minute, and substitute William Osula made it 2-2 in the 88th minute. Liverpool were hanging on. Slot sent on Harvey Elliott and Rio Ngamoa in the 96th minute, and 16-year-old Ngamoa marked his Premier League debut with the winning goal in the 100th minute to break Newcastle hearts. He also became the fourth youngest player to score in the Premier League after Wayne Rooney, James Milner and James Vaughan. And Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk says it's just the start for Ngamoa.
I'm very, very pleased for Rio. I've mentioned it before to him already. It's all a start now. He has to keep working hard and stay humble, but definitely have to enjoy this because these nights are... you can't take for granted, of course, if you're in his position.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says it was quite the battle to take all 3 points.
Not too sure if I saw a football match today. It was set piece after set piece, long throw. It didn't have a lot to do with tactics, what I said before the game, but I liked a lot how we stood strong.
And we can now hear from the match winner, Ngamoa, who told LFC TV it was a special feeling to score the winning goal.
Now I'm buzzing, so happy, you know, to score. Especially the winner, what a good moment, special feeling, yeah, definitely happy.
Of course, it was a bitter pill to swallow for Newcastle, who were arguably the better team over the course of the game, even with 10 men for almost an hour. It could prove to be more costly, though, for the next few games. Anthony Gordon is obviously out, suspended for the next 3 games. Joelinton and Sandro Tonali both went off with injuries. Fabian Scher went off with concussion, and there's still no joy in trying to finalise a deal for Brentford's Johan Wisse. Newcastle chairman Yasser Al-Rumayyan and the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund were in town to reportedly try and convince Isak to stay at the club. He commiserated with Howe and the coaching staff after they left the pitch. Howe felt the crucial red card decision was harsh.
It's an unfortunate one. I think he's slightly unlucky with it. Everyone's told me it's a clear red. My first opinion was slightly different, but maybe I've got the wrong angle. So I've got sympathy for him though.
Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers is confident his players know what they have to do if they want to make it into this season's Champions League. They're in Kazakhstan to take on Kairat Almaty in the second leg of their playoff. It's nil all from the first leg last week. Rodgers says they have to earn the right to play in the competition.
Well, for a club like ourselves, it's where we want to be. It's the top table of European football. But you have to get there. You have to deserve the right to be there as a football club. And we, as a team, will give absolutely everything to do that.
Celtic were booed off last week after the first leg and there were chants calling for the board to be sacked. It may have accelerated their efforts in the transfer market though. Reports Celtic are trying to finalise deals for Antwerp winger Michel Ange Balaguisha and Boca Juniors left back Marcelo Cerracci. Cerracci's heading to Glasgow after Celtic reached an agreement with their president Juan Román Riquelme. However, Rodgers could miss out on Feyenoord winger Calvin Stengs unless they increase their interest. Serie A side Pisa are also in the mix for his signature. Elsewhere in the Champions League playoffs tonight, Cypriot side Pavas FC are 2-1 up ahead of their second leg against Red Star Belgrade. Sturm Graz trail Bodø/Glimt 5-0 with the second leg in Austria. The second round of the EFL Cup kicks off this evening. Brentford boss Keith Andrews says he'll make changes to his team for tonight's game against Bournemouth, but Johan Wisse won't be one of those changes. He's yet to play this season due to that transfer speculation surrounding him and the move to Newcastle. Andrews says it's a good chance to experiment with the squad.
It's good timing. The players that I just alluded to that might have been frustrated, some of those will get opportunities tomorrow. And it's just the start of the season before the international break. Obviously, it's a really good game for us to go and test ourselves against good opposition and look to continue what we're doing, really.
Some of the other ties to keep an eye on in the second round of the EFL Cup. Wolves are at home to West Ham. There's a Yorkshire derby between Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds, and Sunderland are at home to Huddersfield. Inter started their Serie A season last night in the best possible way with a 5-0 win over Torino at the San Siro. It finished 1-1 between Udinese and Verona. In Spain, Athletic Bilbao beat Rayo Vallecano 1-0. Sevilla were beaten 2-1 at home to Getafe. Jonjo Patrick Finn played 61 minutes for Rance in League 2. They were beaten 2-0 away to Pau. Crystal Palace have tabled an ambitious £15 million bid for Manuel Akanji ahead of the transfer deadline day. Palace have only completed two signings during the transfer window this summer, with the arrivals of goalkeeper Walter Benitez and fullback Borna Sosa. Eberechi Eze has recently joined Arsenal. The FA Cup winners are facing the prospect of losing their captain Mark Gehi as well in the next week. Swiss international Akanji joined City from Borussia Dortmund in 2022. Since then, he's played 136 games. He's won two Premier League titles, the Champions League as well. He was part of their treble-winning team as well. Dortmund, meanwhile, are close to reaching an agreement with Wolves for striker Fabio Silva. A fee in the region of €25 million has been proposed. Discussions over the structure of the deal and bonuses are ongoing. Silva joined Wolves in 2020 from Porto. That was a club record £35 million fee. Since then, he's had loan spells with Anderlecht, PSV, Rangers and Las Palmas. Everton have confirmed the signing of Tyler Dibling from Southampton in a deal worth up to £42 million. Everton will pay an initial £35 million for the winger, who's agreed a four-year deal. Southampton have inserted a 20% sell-on fee. Dibling impressed in the Premier League last season despite the Saints' relegation. Bournemouth are close to signing Axel Disasi from Chelsea. The 27-year-old is expected to join on loan and become the third defender brought in after the club made almost £150 million from the sale of two centre-halves and a left-back. Disasi was on loan with Aston Villa for the second half of last season. And Lucas Vasquez is set to join Bayer Leverkusen after his summer exit from Real Madrid. The 34-year-old ended his long career with Madrid after the club's exit from the Club World Cup at the semi-final stage. Vasquez spent a total of 18 years with the Spanish giants. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.